Shouldn't the sophist's view of ethics properly be called whim-worshipping or nihilism, since fundamentally egoism is acting in accordance with one's greatest value, necessarily entailing constant thought? No, no, and no. Well, I'll give you one yes. The sophist's view is you act according to your feeling. It's not to be analyzed, or doesn't have to be analyzed. If you want it, God makes it good. So that is the definition of whim worshiping. It is not nihilism. Nihilism did not ever exist in Western civilization until Kant. Nihilism is not do whatever you feel, but feel and do a specific thing, namely destroy the good, destroy values. So James Joyce, evil is not that he feels like writing that way, that would be just whim worship. The evil is he wants to destroy literature, destroy punctuation, destroy story, destroy hero, wipe out the form. Nihilism comes from Latin nihil or nihil, which means nothing. And it's a person who wants not to express an arbitrary emotion, but to wipe out a feel, to wipe out usually something that people like. So it's a step toward wiping out civilization, which concept was initiated by Kant and which is carried out by some president for the first time in American history. I'll let you try to guess which president. Now this person goes on, egoism is acting in accordance with one's greatest value. No, it is not. It entirely depends what your greatest value is. If your greatest value is harming yourself or harming others and thereby harming yourself indirectly, that is not egoism. That is the pursuit of self-destruction. Egoism is acting in accordance with oneself as the highest value, the ultimate beneficiary for which everything else is pursued. Everybody's got some value. I mean, unless they're just eclectic, they've got some value that's greater than others. What about if our greatest value is joining the Peace Corps and digging roads in Mongolia? That is not egoism. It's not egoism just because you feel like it. You know, they used to have a conundrum in philosophy called psychological egoism, which was everybody loves his own pleasure, and that's all he really wants. And you would come back to the person and say, how can you say that? What about the medieval saints who lay in the streets, drank laundry water, tried to make themselves as miserable as possible in the name of God? And then the person comes back and says, well, that's their pleasure. What then does pleasure mean? Anything you want is your pleasure. That's an empty statement. Everybody, I could say, wants grapefruit. I say, what about this person who wants banana? And the answer is, that's his grapefruit. So it's completely wrong to say that this first part. Now, and then it goes on with one's greatest value necessarily entails constant thought. Why in the world? If your greatest value is anti-reality and anti-self, why does that entail any thought? Just the thought that you hate these things and want to destroy them. Or just the thought that you don't give a damn what's required. It's too much work. Or just the thought that people won't like you. If you create or define a greatest value, even if it's rational, that would entail thought if you intend to be rational in the pursuit of it. But if the destruction of the Jewish race or the Jewish people by Hitler does not entail constant thought. It entails military strategy and a monstrous nihilism. So the terms in this question are all mixed up, all wrong.